This is the Full Circle Weekly News. News items are compiled by Arnfried Wolbrecht and read by myself, Ronnie Tucker. This show covers the 1st to the 7th of August. Linux Mint 18 XFCE Edition is now available for download from Softpedia.com. The final production-ready Linux Mint 18 XFCE Edition ISOs are now available for download, supporting 64-bit and 32-bit PCs. Based on Ubuntu 16.04 LTS and powered by the Linux 4.4 LTS kernel, the XFCE Edition of Linux Mint 18, or SERA, comes with a great set of new features. Prominent features of this edition include support for the new X-Apps that have been introduced in the Cinnamon and Mate flavours, namely XEd, XViewer, XReader, XPlayer and Pix, and the implementations of the new Minty theme, which is based on the Arc GTK theme and Mocha icons. Being based on Ubuntu 16.04 LTS, this Linux Mint 18 XFCE edition will receive support for 5 years. The rise of the Linux botnet. From betanews.com. A new report from Kaspersky Lab on botnet-assisted DDoS attacks shows a steady growth in their numbers in the second quarter of this year. SYN DDoS, TCP DDoS and HTTP DDoS remained the most common attack scenarios, but the proportion of attacks using the SYN DDoS method increased 1.4 times compared to the previous quarter and accounted for 76%. This is due to the fact that the share of attacks from Linux botnets almost doubled to 70%, and Linux bots are the most effective tools for SYN DDoS. This is the first time that Kaspersky DDoS intelligence has registered such an imbalance between the activities of Linux and Windows-based DDoS bots. Among the report's other findings are that the number of attacks on resources located in Chinese servers grew considerably, while Brazil, Italy and Israel all appeared among the leading countries hosting command and control servers. Elon Musk says DARPA AI hacking challenge will lead to Skynet. From Inverse.com. The Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, or DARPA, recently announced the Cyber Grand Challenge, a 7-team, $3.25 million prize pool hacking tournament that concludes in Las Vegas this August. DARPA's stated goal is to find new strategies for countering cyber warfare, but Elon Musk isn't buying it. In fact, he thinks the Cyber Grand Challenge might just leave us with something like Skynet, the hostile AI that routinely tries to destroy humanity in the Terminator franchise. Musk tweeted a not-so-veiled warning on Thursday morning, and it's not the first time he's gone on the record as being fearful of a malicious supercomputer. On paper, DARPA wants to build an automated artificial intelligence that is capable of detecting and resolving bugs in a computer security system. Essentially, they want to create an unsupervised, autonomous AI hacker extraordinaire that will detect system vulnerabilities and patch them itself. As it stands today, of course, people perform the often thankless duties of cybersecurity. Expert hackers are adept at finding and fixing susceptibilities, but as cyber warfare becomes more prevalent, the demand for their skills could surpass the supply. Debian Project enhances the anonymity and security of Debian Linux users via Tor. From Softpedia.com. The Debian Project has announced that its services and repositories for the Debian Linux operating system will be accessible through the Tor network. To further enhance the anonymity and security of users when accessing any of the Debian online services, such as the Debian website or wiki, as well as when using the Debian Linux operating system, the Debian project has entered into a partnership with the Tor project to enable Tor Onion services for many of their services. The Tor Onion routing method is widely used around the globe by many people who want to remain anonymous while surfing the internet, and the best way to do that is either using the popular Tor browser or the acclaimed Tails Amnesic Incognito Live system. This way you'll have access to the Tor network for a great level of security. HTTPS bypassed on Windows, Mac and Linux, from valuewalk.com. HTTPS was considered immune to hackers looking to track the websites visited by a user. A new hack breaks this HTTPS protection in Windows, Linux and Mac systems. The hack can be carried by Wi-Fi hotspot operators, Ars Technica reports. HTTPS encryption assured users that the addresses of the websites they visit could not be monitored or viewed by data snoopers and other such malicious users. However, a new hack has broken this encryption. This hack can be carried out on any network, most notably in Wi-Fi hotspots, where this encryption is most required. This hack is possible by illicit usage of a feature called WPAD, which is short for Web Proxy Auto Discovery. Doing so will expose some browser requests to the code controlled by the attacker. The attacker can then view all the website's user visits. It is said that this exploit works in all browsers on every operating system. This HTTPS hack is scheduled to be unveiled in a Black Hat security conference in Las Vegas next week. The enormity of this attack is still discussed, although this attack only makes the full URL of visited websites available to the hacker. The consequences of that are too grave. This is because many websites and web services use URL to authenticate a user. For example, many websites use a security token in the URL. Even some password reset mechanisms use this token security technique. So despite the attacker gaining access only to the full URL, he or she can misuse that to great effect. Chinese Android smartphone packs a dedicated crypto chip. From theregister.co.uk. Chinese smartphone manufacturer GNE has released a device with a dedicated encryption chip it calls, quote, equivalent to a black box, end quote, that offers the most advanced mobile data protection to date. Needless to say, experts are sceptical about the claims. The firm says the encryption chip that comes with the GNE M6 and M6 Plus provides on-chip data encryption. The smartphone also features technology designed to securely protect contacts, messages, call records, images, documents and applications, dubbed Private Vault 2.0. Aside from improved security, GNE says its M6 sports increased battery life, quick charging technology that minimises the possibility of overheating, as well as the ability to use the M6 or M6 Plus to charge other electronic devices. Dropbox's answer to Google Docs is now available on iOS and Android, from TheVerge.com. Dropbox Paper is now available on iOS and Android, allowing users to collaborate on documents in real time. The software first launched in private beta last year as Dropbox's answer to Google Docs, but is now available for anyone to try. You can join the beta at dropbox.com/paper and download the app from the App Store or the Play Store. The release of Paper for iOS and Android is a minor milestone in Dropbox's difficult ongoing pivot from a file syncing business to an enterprise one. The company has wasted time and money on apps like Mailbox and Carousel, but for it to survive in offices around the world, it needs projects like Paper to pay off. Though given the relatively light feature set of Paper, it might also need to move a little faster. That's it for this week. For more news and to get the PDF magazine, go to fullcirclemagazine.org. Or you can find this podcast on TuneIn Radio at tunein.com, on Stitcher Radio at stitcher.com, and in Player FM at player.fm. And I'll see you next time.